Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily, live from the Wichita Open here at Crestview Country Club. Tommy Gester, Brandon Zinner, Jacob Albrock's been with us all morning long. He'll be getting things set up for HTO here at the Fan Zone, the 19th hole here at the Wichita Open. Max Power is back in our studio producing the program. Thanks to Max. Thanks to Zeb, our on-site producer, our promotions director for Odyssey, making everything possible for us to be broadcasting live here on site from the Wichita Open. This is, I mean, we've talked about it a lot, Brandon, all morning long about how it's been a struggle to get to this point over the last 48 hours. But now that we're here, now that the golf is underway, it feels like the Wichita Open as normal.
Yeah, it really does, and you can see the action is starting to pick up. More and more people are making their way on the grounds, just walking in front of us. We have a whole 10 in front of us that we're looking at. You see people walking by and walking with those groups, and then the amount of people that are making their way down 18 and just standing here watching tee shots, making their way over to 17. It's really starting to pick up as the morning goes along, the people piling into the fan zone. The Zeb is going over there. I'm not sure if he's asking for a drink or
I hope he is. I hope he's getting the cocktail
in the shade, but yep, it's especially as we make our way throughout the day and throughout the weekend, business as usual here at Crestview.
We're gonna have Jay Delling from the Wichita Open join us in our next segment. We had him about 2 hours ago, so we'll get him back in here in our next segment to give us an update on the golf and everything like that. Looks like as of right now, from what I can tell from a leaderboard perspective, two players tied for the lead right now early on at 5 under par. You've got S.Y. No, who Jay played with in the Pro-Am on Monday. And then I believe it's Adrian DeMont de Chartier.
Chazar. He, I think, won it he lost to Ricky Castillo 2 years ago. But he was chugging along all weekend.
Say it again, Adrian.
Adrian DeMont de Chazar. TJ. Yeah, we'll fill you in on him tomorrow.
I like that. Okay, so they are currently tied for the lead at 5 under par here out at Crestview. And then you've got a handful of players who are 4 under. Fabian Gomez, 4 under, and then a bunch of other players. And like we've talked about with Jay in our last segment when we had him on, there are notable names and PGA Tour guys that are in this field. Russell Knox is a guy that I always think of that has been a longtime PGA Tour mainstay. He's 3 under par. He's 2 shots off the lead right now here early on. So there are a lot of those players out here. Scott Piercy is a PGA Tour mainstay. He's won this tournament before. He's 2 under par. So a lot of great golfers out here in the field. Would absolutely encourage folks, whether it's today, tomorrow, this weekend, a combination of the days, get out here, enjoy the great golf. It's phenomenal Great talent out here. The grounds are beautiful, especially compared to the way it looked 48 hours ago. And the party is getting ready to kick off as well. The fan zone where we are right now and the hospitality area on 17 will open at 11 o'clock with drinks. And then there is food available for purchase and all of that. The only change from normal with the Wichita Open in years past that we're not having today because of the storms is that the hospitality on the 18th green is closed today. They hope to have that reopened for tomorrow, but today 18 hospitality is closed. The good thing is that if you did have a ticket for 18 and a wristband, you'll be able to go enjoy 17. You'll be able to enjoy the fan zone and all of that too. So that should not dissuade anybody from coming out and enjoying what's set up to be a beautiful day.
And there is a nice breeze out here right now. It feels wonderful. Now we are luckily to be lucky in the shade. It is going to get hot as this weekend goes on. It's going to be humid. Bring that sunscreen with you. Have the bug spray handy, especially we had a lot of rain and there's a lot of tall grass out here. So just come out, be prepared, make sure you're being safe, stay hydrated. But yeah, a lot of great opportunities to come out here, enjoy some great golf and enjoy your friends, enjoy a party and yeah, put on for one of the best shows in Wichita.
I would also recommend, you know, sunscreen is a good idea. A hat is a good idea. Yes. I would also recommend for probably today, maybe tomorrow, bring shoes that you don't mind getting a little muddy. The course itself is in great shape, but things are still drying out a little bit here, especially in the patron areas where the walkways are and people walking down on the grass. You might get a little mud on your shoes.
There's some mud on the towpath as well. So yeah. Just come out, be prepared. Don't wear your freshest kicks out on the course today, as I say.
Or if you do, it would, you know, maybe wash them afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. So we love being out here at Crestview Country Club. We want to remind you of the opportunity to win a round of golf for two plus cart here at Crestview. They're a great partner of the program. And so you can get out there and you can play golf on the course where the pros are playing this weekend. All you have to do is text the keyword golf. That's G-O-L-F. To the number 20357, we are giving people a chance to win a round for two plus cart. One winner each week. We've already had two winners so far. A ton of entries, a lot of people involved in this contest. You can enter once per day. Standard data and message rates do apply. You can get more info on our website at kfhradio.com. Again, that's the keyword golf. G-O-L-F to 20357 for your chance to win a round for two plus carts out here at Crestview. Brandon, I know that you are a golfer yourself. Let's say that you were out playing this tournament, or you're playing golf in general today, with the conditions, with it being a little wet, a little bit sloppy. What do you think these golfers are going to be encountering as they are playing this round?
Yeah, well, what these golfers are encountering, what I'm encountering would be, I'm just trying to hit the ball, hope it goes straight, stays in bounds. But no, there is not going to be, as we were talking previously on the show, there's not going to be as much rollout today. The course is not going to be as firm just because of the amount of saturation we have got throughout the week. So there is not going to be as much rollout in the fairways, not as much rollout on the greens. They're going to be very receptive, which means you're going to see players pick their targets and they're going to fire to those targets because everything's more receptive. It's going to stick, so that you're going to have a chance to see some really, really good scores today and probably at least tomorrow morning. The course will probably starting to firm up, I would guess, as the day goes on tomorrow. And then as the temperatures reach into the hundreds, the saturation starts to go away. The course is going to get fast and it's going to get more difficult as we go into the weekend. But yeah, we're gonna have some chance to see some really good scores. I wouldn't be surprised to come out and see someone shoot a 62, a 63, 64 today. We would probably see multiple rounds under 65 today if I had to guess.
Yeah, I think today's the day really to go low. Tomorrow, just looking at my forecast, high of 97 tomorrow, breezy and very warm. You're talking sustained wind gusts at 16, gusting to 36, which honestly, for Kansas, it doesn't seem that bad. But for a professional golf tournament, yeah, like they're going to be dealing with the breeze, with the hot weather tomorrow, and the wind starting to pick up tomorrow. You are going to see this course firm up some. It's going to be more difficult. So today would be the day, I would think, my guess, would be the day that we see these players really firing at the pins to try to get it to stick with the soft conditions and try to post a number today.
Yeah, today, or then maybe the people who get to go off early tomorrow morning who they're able to get off the course, because there's tee times at 6:50.
Yeah.
So there's going to be people who it's 11 o'clock and their day is already done. They get to go sit around and enjoy what Wichita has to offer. But yeah, there's definitely chances, especially with this course. I mean, these guys are so good. The course is in such great shape. Definitely chances for them to go out and put down some low scores, put them in position going into the weekend in a good spot.
I think the joke always is that if you ever want the summertime to start, wait for the Wichita Open. Yeah. It's always like the first day or the first, like even the tournament was pushed back a week this year, right? Mm-hmm. And we held off on really hot weather until this week. So that's always kind of been the joke. You want to wait for summer. The Wichita Open will usher in summertime here in Wichita, because today with a high of 90 is the coolest day moving forward. I mean, for a long time, even extended forecast.
We've had two days above 90 or at 90 this year. And of course we're about to get 4 days in a row, but there's no, I don't think any weather in the forecast at all. It's just going to be breezy. It's going to be warm. And we call that perfect golf weather in Kansas.
100%. So things are really starting to pick up out here. Obviously, we've been seeing golf around us here on the 18th fairway for the last, I don't know, hour and a half or so, which is great. We're seeing the fans, the patrons start to show up in larger scale too, walking along the cart path here along the fan zone on the 18th green, as Jay Delling is probably the worst cornhole player I've ever seen in my entire life. But that's okay. That's not why he's here. He's not here to play cornhole. He's here to talk about golf. So we'll have Jay join us in our next segment after this break. But people are starting to show up, and we've got the hospitality going. Everything's going to be opening up at 11 o'clock. Today's a day. One thing we even neglected to mention, Brandon, is that today is technically a holiday. Today's technically a federal holiday. It's Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. And so I would imagine there are going to be some folks that are out of work today. And so this is a great opportunity to come out and enjoy yourself on this day.
Yeah, it really is. And then you get, once Friday here it's the weekend. We basically, a lot of people are going to be taking extended weekends. That's for sure. The holiday on a Thursday, right into the weekend. I'm expecting we're going to see some great crowds. There are still some opportunities, as Jay was saying and Dusty was saying, to get tickets over on 17 today and Sunday. If you're going to try to do it on Friday or Saturday, good luck. You better do that ASAP. Still great opportunities to come walk the course. You can come walk the course. There's trees all around that you can find shade under. Just plenty of great ways to stay cool while you're enjoying some great golf.
It's very comfortable here in the shade. So we enjoy it here in the fan zone. And we're going to talk about the golf. We're going to see. I know Jay predicted a 59 watch the last time he was on. I'm looking at the leaderboard. I'm not sure that's realistic. We've got a whole lot more going on for you live from the Wichita Open at Crestview Country Club. Tommy Castor, Brandon Zinner, Max Power producing the show back in the studio. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily here on KFH, live from the Wichita Open at Crestview Country Club, day number one of one of the biggest and best events of the entire year here in the Air Capital. Tommy Castor, Brandon Zinner, Max Power producing the program back in the studio. Zeb Campbell is our on-site producer, getting everything going here, making everything happen. So we really appreciate everybody and the work that they put in to get this broadcast up and running and make sure that that we are rocking and rolling here from Crestview Country Club. It's been a great morning. And Brandon, as we've kind of probably about 9:30 or so to now, so about the last little over an hour, we've really started to see the crowds pick up. Just kind of almost a steady stream of people walking behind us down the 18th fairway, probably headed towards the 17th green. That hospitality suite is open today. People are ready for this. I mean, even though it's might look slightly different than in years past, it's going to be an exciting weekend.
Yeah, the crowds have been filing in really over the last hour and a half. And as we move throughout the day, as we said, it's a holiday today, straight into the weekend. The crowds are going to be phenomenal. We got the hospitality areas about to open up there, getting set. We just saw a golf cart come over with plenty of beer to keep people hydrated for the day. A lot of ice as well. Going in, the drinks are about to get flowing, and there's some good golf. Adrien Dumont de Chassard, who we talked about with Jay just in the last segment, finished second 2 years ago, maybe 59 watch. He's 6 under through 10. All you have to do is get to 11 under, and you're at a 59 out here on the par 70. So some great golf being played right now, and it's setting up for a great weekend.
I can be on 59 watch as well in my game, but that's usually through 12 holes.
Yeah, and then you're
at that point. I'm out of it at that point. It's been such a great morning. Tomorrow here on the program, we'll be back out here at Crestview for day number two. Again, 4 hours live, 7 to 11. We plan on being joined by Dusty Buell again, Jay Delling again. We'll probably talk to Troy Jordan, who is the chairman of the board for the Wichita Open at some point. Dane Brummett, the general manager at Crestview Country Club. We'll probably be talking to Katie Winters from 3570 Golf Co. So we've got a lot of great golf content for you on the second day of the Wichita Open and Sports Daily broadcasting live here for both opening days here of the Wichita Open. With the time we've got left, Brandon, here on the program, let's get back into Royals talk. We've sprinkled that in throughout the show today, and I want to talk about expectations for this game today. It's an afternoon game, 1:35 first pitch down in Dallas as the Royals take on the Rangers. The Royals have offensively put it together in the last two games. The biggest offensive issue for Kansas City all season long has been the consistency in which they do that. We've seen them put up big numbers from time to time, but they've not been able to back it up multiple games in a row. They've now done that the first two games in this Rangers series. And I think the expectation now becomes, can they do it a third time?
Yeah, no matter what, you'll always take a series win on the road. So 2 out of 3, regardless of how the day goes, as we have a banner that falls over, nearly takes us out. Regardless of how it goes, you can leave with a positive feeling from your time in Texas. But a sweep on the road would be absolutely huge based off of just how terrible last week was. We talked about the 0-6 homestand. And they should feel good. They have the pitching matchup, I think, going into today. They have Michael Wacha going on the mound. And you feel good with just about any of these starters, but he has a 3.3 ERA, only 3-6. He could very well have 6 or 7 wins if he had any offensive support throughout this year. But, a lineup that's great. India is going to be playing second base today. Then we wait Michael Garcia, middle of the lineup, Vinny, Salvi, and Caglione with Waters and Isbell, and for me in the bottom third of the lineup.
So Kags is back in the lineup because he was not in the lineup last night.
He's playing right field, batting sixth today.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that, you know, to your point with the way that this Royals team has performed, I mean, you have to go all the way back to the very first series with Jack Caglione at the big league level, the last time the Royals won a series. That was that Cardinal series on the road in St. Louis. I think the home road splits are interesting right now because the Royals are playing abysmal baseball at home. Yeah. They're not delivering at Kauffman Stadium at all, but you get them on the road. You know, they, I know that they struggled against the White Sox, but at least they were able to get one game out of that series on the road in Chicago. They won the series against they're going to win this series against the Rangers, regardless of the outcome of today's game. What do you attribute that to? Is it just the fact that they're away from the pressures of playing in front of their home fans?
Yeah, there can be a lot of reasons going to playing bad on at home versus bad on the road, which is weird. You would think with the way that this Royals team is built, Kauffman Stadium would be good for them. It's not a park that's built for home run hitters. It's hitting the ball to the gap, getting extra bases, which you would think that this Royals team is good at, but they just have not been for some reason this year. And then when you're at home, yeah, you can get a little too much into your routine, too used to just the things that are around you, the things that you know. When you go on the road, it's you wake up and it's baseball. You're doing your recovery on the road. It's just everything's more focused on baseball on the road. And especially at a team time like right now, I think that's the perfect thing for what this Royals team needed, because one more home sweep would have been abysmal.
And I don't think that you can also discount the importance of not only the Royals scoring runs in the first two games of this series, but also winning with some breathing room, having a decent margin in both of those games, where, yeah, I know that they had to deploy the back end of the bullpen last night, and Estevez, it was a safe situation for him and all of that. That's important because the Royals have won so many of these games this season by the skin of their teeth. Getting an opportunity to exhale a little bit in these matchups, like, okay, we don't have to just hang on for dear life to try to win these games. We've got a little bit of breathing room where we can then go out and perform and not have to worry about that.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of the time we've seen it is the Royals score early and then they hang on. It was nice last night to see them. They fell behind in the first inning. They come back, they score, but then they add on to it in the eighth, which is not something that we have seen much from this Royals team. So even a guy like John Ray, if he came through and had a sack bunt yesterday to score a run, it was really promising to see late inning this team show up
execution.
In clutch time.
It was execution
in pitching and at the plate. So yeah, just something to build off of, because because it happened yesterday, the day before, doesn't mean this isn't who the Royals are now. But just something to build on.
Well, you know, one game can be fluky. Two games begins to start a little bit of a trend.
And three is a streak.
And three is a streak at that point. And this would be a great time to do it on the road, taking on a Rangers team that, while the Rangers have disappointed this season and they've not lived up to expectations, they've not hit the ball well this year, they're not a bad baseball team. You look at the Rangers lineup, and you've got guys like Adolis Garcia, obviously, and Corey Seager. Like, you've got
Marcus Semien,
Wyatt Langford. Like, there are juggernauts in that Rangers lineup. They've underperformed, and they've not been able to, you know, make it work, you know, for everything. But at the end of the day, like, the Rangers are still a stout lineup.
Yeah, and we thought at the beginning of the year that the Royals lineup was going to have a little more pop. They're last in the league in homers, and they have not. But hey, two games in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. Apparently, so is the number next to the Royals on the scoreboard. Be huge to get one today, a day game getaway, because then you go to San Diego this weekend, and that is going to be San Diego is one of the most electric ballparks. A weekend series, the Padres are going to be revved up and ready to host the Royals. There's a lot of Royals that are from that area. We talked about it with the California series that was just a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it would be great to get one on the road today.
Yeah, I think that the Royals also recognize, too, that their schedule, at least for the next 3 weeks, is not getting any easier. And so they already squandered a series against the A's that they shouldn't have. The word that you and I used earlier this week was inexcusable. I don't think that there's an excuse to being swept by the Athletics at home. So I think from that point on, the Royals are like, well, crap, we've got to get it done against the Rangers because the schedule gets really difficult. Padres, Rays, Dodgers,
Mariners.
It's not until, I think, after the 4th of July, I think it's the July 7th series where they play the Pirates. That's the next kind of time where they've got some breathing room in that schedule.
The Pirates are the only team in their final eight series of the first half that they're going to play with. That's a team with a record below 500. Because you're going to play the Pirates and you turn around and play the Mets, who are leading their division. So there is just nothing. Every single team that basically they're playing right now until the end of the first half, with the exception of the Pirates, you're expecting to see in the playoffs. I mean, that the Rays, as we talked about, there's some great baseball teams that they're playing. And it's a real sense of where this Royals team is at right now.
Well, like we mentioned today, that game, you can hear it right here on KFH. First pitch is at 1:35. We've got the coverage of Royals baseball here on KFH for you to tune into and listen. Let's shift gears with the couple moments we've got left here on the program in our last regular segment, and we will give you an update here on the Wichita Open. We've got a leaderboard update for us, Brandon.
We do. Adrian Dumont de Chazar, 7-under through 11. Can he make four more birdies coming in the last seven holes? And that will get him to that elusive 59 number. There's some great golf being played out here as well. We got two golfers 4-under through 8. So there's going to be some scores that are put up. And it's the guy that Jay talked about in our last segment, the guy who got second 2 years ago, lost in a playoff, who's currently leading the field. But there's a lot of golf still to play.
He started on the back nine out here at Crestview, so he's playing the front nine now. And I'm trying to think, so he's through number two on the front.
He's on teeing off on three right
now. I'm trying to think, like, what holes are the birdie holes coming in? Number three is a birdie hole. If he's, I don't know his game, but if he's a long hitter, he can maybe drive the green.
He's good at everything.
So, you know, that should be a birdie hole for him. I wouldn't be shocked if he goes 8-under through 12. And then from there, four can be a birdie hole. Five, if you hit a good tee ball. Six and seven are going to be tough. Nine, it could be done. Four in the final seven holes, four more birdies. I think he can get that done.
And for the 12 news side of things, TJ Cleveland, I don't know if he's out here yet. If not, I might have to shoot him a text and let him know. He probably has notifications on for Adrian Dumont de Chazar. He'll talk your ear off about him tomorrow. So we'll have coverage on the TV side of things tonight, and I'll be out here tomorrow talking about some of the top stories as well. So we'll have you all covered, all things Wichita Open, here on the air over on 12 News as well, carrying you throughout the weekend.
Yeah, we have loved this relationship with the Wichita Open and with Crestview Country Club. We've got a lot more in store tomorrow for day number two. And remember, day number two is always an important day because we're talking about who's going to make the cut, where the cut line is, notables that, you know, might need to grind over their last several holes to be able to have a chance to play the weekend and get some of that purse that's out there as well. So we've got a lot more day number two with the Wichita Open, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be warmer, going to be breezier tomorrow, but things are perfect and the grounds look amazing out here today.
Yeah, and you want to see how ready Adrian is for the spotlight? He birdied 17.
Did he really?
Yep. So just go ahead and put your winning tickets in for Adrian later today.
I love that. The hospitality suites and everything here for the Wichita Open get going at 11 o'clock. So a few minutes left, and I know a lot of people have today off work with it being the Juneteenth holiday. It's a great time to get out here and enjoy the fan zone where we are along the 18th fairway. It's starting to get busy, people coming in, and there's joy. All right, everybody, that's going to wrap things up for us here today, live from Crestview Country Club for the Wichita Open day number one. We'll be back out here tomorrow. Brandon, appreciate you coming by and being on with us today.
Yeah, fun morning. We got Royals coming up. We also have NBA Finals tonight. Great day. Great day for sports.
It'll be fun. We'll recap all of it tomorrow on the show for all of our guests that we had. For Jacob Albrock, for Max Power, Zeb Campbell, Tony Dusing, Brandon Zinner, I'm Tommy Castor. We'll see you back here tomorrow at Sports Daily on KFH.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.